Well, just to warn you right up front here, this is going to be the low point of my experience on the Takeaway this morning. Not because Dan Lyons is joining us, technology editor at Newsweek Daily Beast. We usually have pretty much fun when we talk together, Dan, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, but the reason why I'm kind of down is that, you know, I'm a Citibank customer, right? And learning that Citibank admits that more than 200,000 customers had some of their personal information stolen by hackers over a month ago is really thrilling me. Dan Lyons, of course, technology editor at Newsweek Daily Beast. How concerned should I be? Do I need to change all my cards now?
No, I don't think so. What they're saying, you know, the funny thing is that, of course, they didn't tell anybody that this happened until somebody found out.
Yeah, we call that customer service, Dan. That's customer service is what we call it.
And then also, they won't say what the hackers got, but they'll sort of do the opposite and tell you what they didn't get. So they didn't get Social Security numbers. They didn't get your, your full account information. What they probably did get is your name and your email address. So you probably want to watch out for an email coming to you soon that says, hey, this is Citibank, and you know what? You were one of the victims here. You better click here, and we'll straighten it all out. And then when you click there, of course, you'll enter all your information, and then you're dead. That'll be a fake email. So
that's called phishing, right?
Phishing, yeah. Right, yeah. So it looks like this, you know, in the bigger scheme of things, I know it's not fun for you. This doesn't look like too big a deal. It's a couple hundred thousand accounts. It doesn't look like they were really, really exposed in a big way. But nevertheless, we're seeing more and more and more of this hacking. It's constant. You know, there's Sony getting hit. There's some defense contractors getting hit. I mean, everybody's getting nailed by this. So there's going to be more and more of this. The larger picture is that, you know, our whole cyber defense technology or approach to cyber defense is based on the world that existed 10 or 15 years
right.
ago. And so the whole security industry is kind of waking up and going, you know, we really need to rethink the whole way we protect our computer systems.
Now, I hope the answer to this is no. You're a whiz at all this. Do you think there's a way for you to check actually my account number?
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm
great,
impressed
thanks.
By how much
yeah.
money you have. Actually,
great. Oh, geez,
it's amazing.
Oh,
you are doing
stop.
Well on
stop.
Radio.
Stop. You're hurting. Stop. I'm in pain now. Stop, please. All right. So maybe the way to land this conversation here is, you know, possibly the where business is going is to offer high security, additionally encrypted accounts that you would get instead of a gold account, which shows what a hotshot. You know, kind of rich person you are, maybe you get a platinum account that's really, really high security and invulnerable to being hacked. Is that where we're headed?
Well, if they were even able to do that, the problem is I don't think they could offer you that. I mean, what they might do is offer you a service-level agreement that says if you are hacked, we'll, you know, I don't know, pay you something. I don't think that anybody can right now. That's the scary thing. Nobody can actually guarantee you, even if they wanted to sell you that service, they couldn't develop that service and sell it to you. They themselves cannot protect themselves from being hacked.
Well, last time we spoke about writing a screenplay about the Facebook PR controversy, maybe this is the business we should get into, Dan.
You know,
coming
what?
Up with
You're
that
right.
service.
Exactly. That someone's going to come up with that and make a fortune on it.
So we got to do. That's how we end all our conversations. Dan Lyons, we're leaving our jobs. I'm leaving the Takeaway. He's leaving technology editor at Newsweek Daily Beast to come up with a really secure bank account technology. Dan, I'll see you after work.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924. We've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.